The Marlins and Athletics opening up a brief two-game set in Miami. Giancarlo Stanton back in the starting lineup after being hit by a pitch on his wrist on Saturday. Fourth inning, 1-0 Oakland. Marcell Ozuna facing Jarrell Cotton.
Here's the wind, the pitch. Fastball driven toward right. Back goes Joyce to the track at the wall, and it is gone. Marcell Ozuna with a long bomb to right field. His 16th of the year. And it's a 1-1 game.
Now Cotton's 2-1 pitch, and here it is. And swung on a line drive, base hit, left center field, 2-1 Marlins. D. Gordon lines a base hit to left center over the head of the shortstop, leaping Pinders. Scoring from third was Moore. And here in the bottom of the fifth, the Marlins take a 2-1 lead. And now the 1-0 delivery by Cotton out of the stretch. And it's swung on a mile-high drive to left. Davis going back at the track, right to the wall, and he will watch, and it's gone. A moonshot to left field by Stanton. And the Marlins take a 4-1 lead. And JT Realmuto is 0-2, stands in. And Cotton is ready, and here's the pitch by Jarrell. And that swung on a drive into right center. Joyce going back in the alley, still going back, reaching out, can't get it. And it bounces over the wall. That should be a ground rule double. That'll be the ruling. So one run is going to score on the play, and Ozuna is going to have to be stopped at third. And they're going to put Realmuto back at second base. What happened there is the ball hit over the wall and then hit over the back wall. Actually hit up against the back wall and then bounced back on the field of play. In the old days, before they moved the fences in, that ball would have been in play. But there's a shorter wall and the back wall is slightly recessed and a little bit higher. It hit off the back wall, came back. That's a ground rule double. And the Marlins take a 5-1 lead.
1-2 fastball pulled hard to left. It's by Chris Davis. It's down on the track. It short hops the wall. One run is in with Ozuna. Dietrich around third, and he will score without a throw. A two-run double for Tyler Moore. And the Marlins have extended their lead now to 8-1.
The brief two-game set against the Marlins concludes on Wednesday with Daniel Gossett making his big league debut.